Hi, this is Ross Allen Skorzewski, and today you are listening to the best of the best of The Mark Gunger Show.
Caution, The Mark Gunger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to The Mark Gunger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Gunger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of The Mark Gunger Show, Mark Gunger.
And the crowd goes wild with joy at the mere mention of my name. This is the Mark Gunger Show, the show that is all about things concerning
marriage.
I am, of course, Mark Gunger.
I swear I will not kill anyone.
Joining me, as always, is the lovely and charming Diane Brierley.
Yeah, you got to lighten up a little bit to get along in this world.
And, of course, the incomparable Ross Allen Skorzewski.
Well, pardon me, Mr. Perfect.
That's me.
I can't make that promise today that I won't kill anybody. Can't promise that one.
One of those days. Engineering the show as always, Timothy Ray, pushing buttons, twisting knobs, trying to stay awake during the program because this is a really, really, really boring program. But we do our very, very best to engage you. We discuss all things concerning marital challenges, relational conundrums, dating dilemmas that you can email to us at radio@markgunger.com. Let me explain to you how the show works. You get to send us any question, challenge, thought you have about relationships, being totally and completely anonymous. We will do our best to answer them. Of course, we will be brutally honest because we don't know who you are. And we're not hearing the whole thing. So, you know, if you're really trying to get marriage counseling on the show, you're a little nuts, okay? But if you want to have an idea, you're looking at something, what do I do about this? You want to hear what we think, send it to us. We'll do our best. Then we celebrate or ridicule the thinking behind the question. So if we like your thinking, we will praise it. If we think it's crazy, we will castigate it. So if you're ultra uber sensitive, you don't want to do it, listen to that kind of thing, don't send us your emails, okay? But assuming that you can handle it, then you may join in the program. Anyway, so we are coming to you live from the exact center of the galactic universe, Green Bay, Wisconsin, where there are hints of spring.
It's glorious outside this morning.
We don't really
it's
have spring in
sunny
Wisconsin.
Sunny and warm. And
we have summer.
And winter.
Fall. Winter and mud.
Oh, yeah.
This is true.
We are now in the mud season. That's about it.
The sad thing about today is it's going to be 65 and sunny, and I'm stuck in the basement all day with you two yutzes instead of being outside in the sunshine.
Shut up, one. Shut up.
You are really negative this morning already.
Really, what's wrong with you?
Wow.
Witch.
Yes. Yes.
What did you do?
Get back, witch.
Do
okay.
You ever think how we feel?
I'm sorry. See, I bring the sunshine into the basement.
I like being in the basement. This is awesome.
Wow.
We have new tables by here, by the way, here. You guys can't see our tables. Actually, we're working.
Not yet.
They're building the new production facilities in the next room here over the next week or so. And once we get everything working, we're going to start video streaming the program. We'll figure out how all that works, but we're kind of looking forward to that. Then they can see our nice little tables here. But anyway, if you'd like to send us your email questions, send it off to us, and we'll do our best to answer them. I'm still waking up.
Are you ready?
No. Go ahead.
Okay. Yesterday, it was about the last 10 minutes of the program, you were talking about finally reaching the point where you fought and fought and fought and fought in your marriage for what it is that you need and you want and you desire, and you finally reach the point where you realize, you know what? I'm never going to get from this person what it is that I think I need. So you surrender it and you die to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It elicited quite a response in the chat room yesterday.
Elicited.
So I told them
we were in the process of eliciting comments and thoughts.
I told them that I would prod you along to continue the discussion today. So if you would so oblige us.
All right, here's the thing. Oftentimes, well, let me phrase it this way. The Bible shows us how we can get to success in life. You know, from the beginning to the end, if you will follow God's principles, you will overwhelmingly succeed versus fail. Mm-hmm. You'll be blessed. You'll have healthier children. You'll have a better relationships. You're just life in general. If you live by biblical principles, you read the book of Proverbs. If you just follow the advice of Proverbs alone, you know, you will succeed more in life than you don't. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then Jesus comes along and adds to that, and he says, "Look, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe you'll receive it, and you shall have it." And so there's that whole element that God wants to answer your prayers, that God wants to bless you, that here this is how you succeed in life, la-da-da-da-yada-yada-yada-yada, okay? Mm-hmm. And that's fine. But oftentimes we only talk about that. If you listen to most sermons today, you'll hear Christianity kind of phrased in that context. This is how you can get what you want. This is how you can succeed. This is mm-hmm. how you can get the answer to your prayer. If you just have mm-hmm. enough faith, you know, stand and da-da-da-da-da, and we're all trying to show people how they can basically get everything that mm-hmm. you want. Mm-hmm. Which, if you listen to that, is like, wait a minute. We've gone over a line here. We've crossed the line. Christianity, serving God, is not about you just getting whatever the heck it is that you want.
Right.
You know, we're getting ready to go into Easter week next mm-hmm. week. Where Jesus, you know, we'll focus in the fact that he went to the cross, you know, Good Friday and everything else like that. If there's one message of the Christian faith that has gotten lost today, it's the message of the cross. And we all celebrate the fact that Jesus went to the cross. This is awesome. This is good mm-hmm. for you. You know, you go to the cross. We're good. We get whatever we want. Mm-hmm. And if we just have enough faith, we can get what we want. And most of the questions that I get on this show at some level is, how can I get what I want mm-hmm. in my marriage? And we give the basic advice, mm-hmm. you know, but at the end of the day, people, you can't, there's no guarantee you can get everything mm-hmm. that you want. We can show you the principles for how to get what you want more often than not mm-hmm. based on biblical principles, but nobody gets everything they want. Well, but again, the whole message of the cross, we make it, this is great. The message of the cross is Jesus went to the cross.
Correct.
But wait. So we can get what we want.
No, yeah, but wait a minute. That's not the whole message of the cross.
Right.
The whole message of the cross isn't, gee, I go to the cross, Jesus said, but you all get to come along with me.
Yeah, it's part of the suffering.
Oh,
well, absolutely.
We forget that part.
Yeah, now that pick up your cross. Is the not so excited right. part, right. okay? Because Jesus told his disciples, unless you deny yourself, you pick up your cross mm-hmm. and follow me.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. You cannot be my disciple. The only ones dying here is not Jesus.
Really?
He died to bring salvation to the world, but we also mm-hmm. need to follow him. Correct. The servant is not above his master. Jesus said that on several occasions, by the way. Mm-hmm. And Paul wrote, he says, I am crucified with Christ. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, I live.
Right.
Yet not me, but Christ lives in me. Mm-hmm. There is a part of the Christian message where you have to die to oneself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Die to your Galatians wants, 2:20. Your wishes, your desires.
Now, this is where, you know, some people say, well, you know, the Bible's so contradictory, you know. It's all because they don't understand it.
Right.
Okay? It's not contradictory.
No.
It's like mercy about grace and truth.
Right.
Truth is, you should not kill people. Right?
Right.
Will God forgive you if you kill people?
Yes.
Yes. So you should kill people then. No, you can't kill people. Okay? Well, it's contradictory. No, it's not.
No.
Okay? Grace and truth is not contradictory, and this message is not contradictory.
No.
God wants to bless you. God wants to see you succeed, but at the same time, at some point, you have to be willing to die to... Wait, I shouldn't say be willing. You have to die to yourself. Jesus said, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies... Mm-hmm. It remains alone. But if it will die, it will bring forth much fruit. Mm-hmm. So you can get to the fruit. Oftentimes, God will bless you, but it'll look different. Usually, you get there through death.
Mm-hmm. Okay? And it isn't always what you thought it would be, or it doesn't look the way you thought it would look.
Well, so when it comes to the thing of marriage, this impossible arrangement, it's like, oh, my gosh. It makes me crazy. You know, just living with a woman will drive you crazy. Living with a man will drive you crazy. Being this close to another human being. Now, marriage would be a lot easier, quite frankly, if our spouse would just do everything we want. Wouldn't it be great?
That would be fabulous.
That would be fabulous. I would love that.
Just do it my way, the way I want it. You know, no problems there.
Every argument in marriage is, you know, why
I want
can't
you, to
you
do it my way.
Be more like me? Because I'm fabulous. You are mentally ill. Mm-hmm. And if you would just be more like me, life would be better. And then people come to me and I say, well, this is how you can do it this mm-hmm. way. And how do I get this? And I answer this question. And on my DVD, I talk about how a woman can get a man to do mm-hmm. what you. But these are just principles and generalities. Nobody gets everything. Mm-hmm. Now, if at the end of the day, people, you can't get everything you want, at some point, as people of faith, we have to be willing to die to what mm-hmm. we want. Mm-hmm. Now, you have to flesh that out, and it's a tough walk sometimes. But, you know, look, you know, people pray for things. Forget the marriage thing. You know, people, I'm praying God for this. You know, and God's not answering my prayer. Yeah, sometimes the answer is no.
Right.
That is an answer. That no is an answer.
No is an answer. Any parents out there?
No is
your
an
kids
answer.
Ever answer? My mom never answers me.
Yes, I did. answer is no.
I said no. Well, wait a minute. You know, Joel Osteen says if I just ask you the right way, you'll do it. You know, no. I gave you an answer. No.
No.
Not just to pick on him today, but I just, you know, yes. I'm, but that's we get caught up in this thing. Yes. Just you just have enough faith. God wants you to succeed. God wants to give you everything you want to have because he's all about you. And Jesus died on the cross so you don't have to do anything but sit on your fat American butt and do nothing and give no money and sacrifice nothing and get your husband to take pay attention all the time and your wife to have sex with you 8 times a day. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Because
but what the heck kind of Christian message? How do we come up with that?
This is what I hear people say. They pull, and I've said this before, they pull this scripture of he wants you to have the abundant life. And to them, that means you get what you want.
Yeah, wrong.
And that's not
wrong.
It.
It's not the whole Christian message. The biggest part of the Christian message, guys, just go read. You know, the problem is people don't read the Bible. Just grab a Bible today. Go get a red letter edition of the New Testament. They call it the red ledger because it takes all the letters, all the words of Jesus and puts it in red. Mm-hmm. Just read it. Just read all the red letters. It'll take, just spend 10 minutes a day. Just spend 10 minutes a day reading the red words. And then tell me after reading that the overall message is God wants you to be happy.
But that's what people think.
I'm just telling you, you can't possibly get there. It's absurd, ludicrous, and insane. What Jesus was saying over and over again that you hear constantly is, die to yourself, pick up your cross, forsake everything.
That's right.
You know, da, 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 da.
It's going to be hard.
It's going to be hard.
Suck it up, buttercup.
The world will hate you.
Yep.
Yeah, I know.
So somehow from that message of Jesus, we have ignored, what we've done is we've taken all the bulk of the message of Jesus and we pushed it aside, reaching just for those points that point to whatever you desire, pray. And God wants to give you the desires of your heart. Now, does God want to give you the desires of your heart? Yeah. In a certain context, just like you want to bless your kids. Do you not want to bless your children? Do you not want your... But what parent gives their kid
everything
that they want? Well, there's a bunch actually that do. And it's so many hellions running all over the place.
Well, and just think, if God gave every person, the same example, if God gave every person everything that they wanted... They'd be hellions, they'd be out of control, they'd have no need for him anyway, so why would he do that?
Wait a minute. If God gave everybody everything they wanted, if people really believe that, you mean there'd be people sitting right on their butts doing nothing, going to church only when it's convenient for them and never giving any more money than $5 in the offering and just
never Well, I don't
never
know if they'd go to church
Wait a minute, wait a minute. You just described most Christians in America today. Oh, I'm sorry. Apparently we do have this.
Apparently.
Are you kidding? Do you know the majority of Christians going to churches don't give jack crap?
I know.
They don't.
And that's what the statistics show.
There is like 8 to 12% of the people in the church who carry 80% of the financial load.
Yes.
Very few people tithe. Very few people actually give 10%. Now, this is following a Savior who told us to be willing to give up everything.
Yep.
But yet the vast majority of Christians...
Can't even do the 10.
The fact that you even mentioned tithing... 80% of people are, they're back on their, you know, they're already, the hair's back on, some people listening to the show
they
right now,
like
the hair's back on their head, just neck, just standing up right now. Who that filthy preacher talking about money? That's evil. Ooh, you know, goodness gracious. The majority of Christians, listen to me, the majority of people who claim to be Christians will not go to church.
I know.
They weren't in church last Sunday.
I know.
They kind of rotate in and out.
You know. They go a handful of times a year.
And especially summer. Do you know that most, and already we're having the conversations in our church. You know, we've had a fabulous spring, God's blessing, and financially we're in a better place than we've ever been in years. But we're already groaning about summer. Do you know why? Because even in my wonderful church where I give it to them straight.
You're going to take the hit.
The majority of people, if the weather is nice, just will not go to church.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the weather is a higher priority to them. Mm-hmm. The lake is the higher. Look, and
you
I
got to give it to them in Wisconsin, though. Weather's a high priority when it's good after 9 months.
They go to the 8:30 service and spend the rest of the day outside.
Look, no. Listen, I don't even mind if you want to go with your family somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're part of the organization, continue to support the organization. Mm-hmm. Go online.
Mm-hmm.
Still contribute. But what happens is they stop contributing. Mm-hmm. This will happen to churches all across America.
Mm-hmm.
All across America, churches will start suffering and barely breathing financially. Many of them will have to go to the bank and borrow money to cover their operating expenses for a quarter of the year.
Yep.
Because most Christians, quite frankly, we can't be bothered.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like our problem is we are so puking selfish. Mm-hmm. This from a gospel that was absolutely clear about putting God first.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who does that? I mean, it's a small percentage of people do. So anyway, get me off on that. I'll be preaching hellfire brimstone in 5 minutes here. So anyway, forget that. Let's just come back to the marriage thing. People are desperately trying to get everything they want. I mean everything they want. If they can't get there, I mean these women who write, how can I get my husband to obey me? That's really what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
How can I get him to do what I want? He won't do it. Mm-hmm. How can I make my children obey me? My husband, you know. Of course, that just ticks me off, these control freak little
women. Yeah, I know. That will,
women,
that will
if,
send you
as
off
if
the deep end.
The Bible says men should obey their wives, which it doesn't. Interesting, it says the other way around. Oh, heaven forbid we talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody's just, you know, how can I get this out? And I'm sure we'll get emails saying, how can I get this out? You know, and we'll do our best and we'll give you the best principles on how you can get there. But listen, at the end of the day, you've got to be willing to take that and put it at the foot of the cross and say, Lord, if I never get everything I want, I have to be willing to serve you and do the right thing anyway. Mm-hmm. Very unpopular message.
Well, so, and here's the thing that I hear a lot. I hear this a lot. That people, they want what they want. They think that it's their, this is the word they use, Mark. They think it's their right, and they think that they deserve it.
Of course they do. We've taught that.
Sense of entitlement.
Churches have taught it.
But
television's taught it.
Our culture,
I deserve
this.
You know.
I shouldn't have to put it. It's my right to have this. It's
Who
my right
like
not to
TV
have
commercials.
To put up with this.
You know, you deserve it.
Yeah.
You deserve a break today.
Well, I get
you
it.
You got to go to McDonald's because you deserve it. You deserve it. You're worth a cheeseburger, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah. You know. I get it in the world, but this is Christian church
but
people.
I'm telling you, the church has overwhelmingly ignored the bulk of the teachings of Jesus.
I know.
And we have focused on those little things that imply we get whatever we want. And again, turn on TBN today.
Mm-hmm.
Christian television.
I can only watch about 25 seconds.
Listen
and it
to the
has to
listen
go
to
off.
The preachers. God wants you to have what you want. Bless God. We're going to trust God for that new car. We're going to trust God for that new house. And you get this and that. And if you just stand in faith, you can have it. I'm sure you the Word of God says God wants you to have the abundant life. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And I
heard your first sin in 1995.
You just said 19. You said your seed faith so I can get everything I want. I'm sure I'll pray God will give you what you want.
That's right.
And if God doesn't give you what you want, you just got to give me more of what I want. And I'll pray God will give you what you want. And I'm just, the whole puking message.
Because you deserve to be happy.
You deserve whatever you want.
You deserve what you want. You deserve it.
Hundreds of thousands of Christians today who seriously will consider walking out on their marriage for no other reason than they deserve to be happy, and they're not happy.
I've heard it over and over again.
And God wants them to be happy.
From Christians,
now, look,
I've heard it.
I get being tempted to want to do something to make yourself happy.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's I'm tempted.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll actually do it.
Mm-hmm.
Not because of putting it towards temptation.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even recognize it as temptation.
No, they think they just
they think it's
it.
their birthright.
Right. They
it's
think
their
it's
birthright.
Right.
Their birthright as Christians, as people of faith.
To be happy. To have everything you want. To be happy to get the love exactly the way you want it. To have your happiness the way that you
that
want it. And
God's
you deserve it.
God's will. They will actually say, it's God's will for me to dump this bum.
Yep, because he wants you to have the abundant life. I've heard
it's
it.
It's God's
I've
will for me to get rid of this wife who constantly gives me crap. And go spend time with this girl with the nice hoochie coochies, who's, by the way, 20 years younger than the last one. But it's God's will.
Yep.
I really feel it in my spirit.
I've heard it.
I really feel it in my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't really want to go screw this hoochie coochie, but I really feel led of the Lord because that's supposed to be happy.
The Lord wants to give her to me.
You're about 8 inches too high.
What did you say?
He said you're feeling, you're touching your chest, you know, which you're about 8 to 10 inches too high.
My feelings are a little bit higher than. So anyway, look, we're going to try and help you succeed. There is, again, you can't deny that the Bible does, the teaching of the scriptures will show you how to have a more successful life. But there's a difference between that and then you just getting every puking thing you want. You can't get there. Nobody gets everything they want.
Okay. Now, let me make this a little bit more complicated.
No, wait, you can't go more complicated because you can't get what you want. Because we have to take a break.
Okay.
We'll be back with more right after this.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to radio@markgunger.com and Mark can answer them during one of our shows. One hour a day of Mark, not enough? Why not take him with you? Each of Mark's audio CD series are at least 4 hours of Bible teaching, laughing, and learning that you can listen to wherever you are, at work, in your car, or at home. Topics include men and women.
We live in a culture that's completely clueless and believes in all kinds of nonsense. You need to know something. The key to a successful marriage is not finding the right person. It's doing the right thing.
Family issues.
Men need to be involved with their children. Children need the challenge and the risk that men offer to them.
And even verse-by-verse Bible studies. All with Mark Gunger's humor and sometimes outrageous take on the subject at hand. To see all of the series available and order your copy today, log on to laughyourway.com or call 866-52-LAUGH. Order now at laughyourway.com. If you like listening to Mark Gunger on the radio, you'll love watching him live. Each week, Mark presents his Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar in cities across the country. This wildly entertaining and informative event is designed to bring hope and positive change to your marriage, improve your communication, help your spouse to better understand you and your needs.
Now, when a woman is stressed out, she has to talk about it. If she doesn't talk about it, her brain will literally explode.
Don't wait. Events are filling up fast. To view a schedule and register for an upcoming event, visit us today online at laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
We're celebrating good times right here on the Mark Gunger Show, where we answer your marriage and relational questions that you can email to us at radio@markgunger.com. You were...
I was going to complicate it for you.
Foaming at the mouth over there about something. What was it?
Okay, this is where yesterday, and when this was going on in the chat room and people were talking about it, they started to talk about, well, I don't deserve to be emotionally abused. I have the right to not be emotionally abused. I have the right to have my husband treat me this way and that way. You're not talking about dying to yourself and letting go of what you want when it comes to just outright bad behavior. You're not saying if he's out with girlfriends and looking at porn and
nobody's harder on that than I am.
Right.
I'm just saying at some point,
right,
we have to keep it in perspective. At some point, you don't get everything you want.
And the whole, he's not meeting my emotional needs, it becomes emotional abuse, blurry and gray.
I hate when you start using the word abuse, unless he's beating the crap out of you, I don't want to hear it.
No, it's the emotional abuse.
I don't want to hear it, because everything's emotional abuse.
I'll tell you that there are seven degrees.
I'm emotionally abused just listening to you two this morning.
We go through abuse on this show with you.
I mean, there it's such an automatic, you know, emotional. Anything can be emotional abuse.
I'm emotionally abused all the time, according to some people's definition of it. I mean, seriously, it's that bad.
Correct.
If you don't get what you want, if he doesn't take me out, if he doesn't, you know, people really think that and they really chase that rabbit trail. and they think, well, I deserve to be loved. I have the right to have him take me out. I deserve this.
Look,
and then
I'm,
they make bad decisions.
All I'm saying is this. Whatever situation you're looking at, you can't ignore the fact that you need to be taking it to the cross.
Mm-hmm.
You're a Christian. You claim the message of Christianity is the message of the cross,
mm-hmm.
the old rugged cross. Quite frankly, I think a lot of people don't like the message of the cross. They only like it as far as Jesus on the cross. We don't want to go to the cross.
I would agree with
but
that.
But we have to, you know, where are you in this? At some point, we have to be willing to lay down our lives to sacrifice for some. At some point, this isn't all about you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, again, we will show you, I will do our best to show you how to succeed in life.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, you need to do the right thing, whether you get everything you want or not.
Mm-hmm. And you have to be careful.
All I can say, because we wrestle with this, trying to make it clear to people. You know what Jesus used to say? At some point, he just stopped and say, he who has ears to hear,
let him hear.
Let him hear.
Either you get it,
or you don't. You know, and I'm not going to sit and argue with 1,000 people who don't get this.
No.
You know, I don't feel compelled anymore to try and have to explain every little puking thing.
Yes,
you know, you teach it. The Holy Spirit makes it real to people. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't get this, and you want to chant and scream and yell and demand everything, okay, go with it. You know, look, you don't have to answer to me.
Mm-hmm.
We all, however, will answer to God someday.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll leave it at that.
There you go. Okay, first email today says, "Hi, Mark and company. I've been grappling with something a fellow sister, a church sister, has told me regarding sex and marriage and wanted your advice on how to approach her on this issue or if I should just keep my mouth shut. After watching one of your DVDs, we got to talking about sex, and she seemed pretty uncomfortable about it, not to mention shocked to learn," why she told her this, I don't know, "that my husband and I often have sex during our lunch breaks."
Hallelujah.
I really wouldn't share that
That's
with my girlfriend.
That's lunch.
Anyway, she's been a Christian far longer than me, so I began to feel self-conscious over it. Maybe she was right. Maybe I was weird for not regulating sex as she does. I asked her about
regulating.
I guess. Not doing it at lunchtime, I guess.
Oh, all right.
I asked her about her sex life, and she explained to me there is no point in having sex in a marriage. I asked her why. She told me that sex shouldn't be as important as people make it out to be. She loves her husband, but she also loves God. She doesn't have sex with God, but feels a very close and loving relationship with
him. Oh, she's an idiot. Oh, good grief.
Really?
She said it's by that rationale that she explains to me how her marriage works. You can still be close and in love without having sex. Is that right? I mean, we watched the same Mark Gunger DVD, and nowhere did I hear directions on how to have a close and loving sexless marriage. Sex is important, isn't it? Should I say anything?
Marriage is essentially a sexual contract. Women like this, in my opinion, should have never gotten married in the first place.
Probably not.
I think pastors need to start telling these people when they're pre-counseling, are you interested in having sex? And they'll tell you right up front, no. Then tell them, stay single.
Yep.
We'll talk more about this insanity right after the halfway break. Be back in a minute.
Brand new and available now on DVD, Manly Man 3, Time to Man Up. In this third year of the conference, Mark Gunger, comedian Ken Davis, Ed Gunger, and Paul Coughlin challenge men to stop being passive and become courageous leaders among their family and friends.
I think it's amazing. I've been sitting backstage watching this, and I think I get it. We have been neutered. Am I wrong? That isn't the sad part. We volunteered for it.
Order your Manly Man 3 DVD with over 6 hours of both hilarious and serious sessions giving men practical tools to become the man of God he's called them to be. Visit us online at laughyourway.com or call 866-525-2844. Don't wait. Order your copy today at laughyourway.com.
Do you want to discover the heart of your child and who God created them to be? Laugh Your Way America is excited to introduce the Kids Flag Page. This fun and interactive game will help you discover the unique way God wired your child. Find the key things that motivate them and learn what they love most about life. This colorful and engaging activity set will help your child see who they are at their very best and will teach you how to bring out the best in your child. Each Kids Flag Page game comes with everything you need to complete three Kids Flag Pages. Designed for children ages 4 to 11, the Kids Flag Page is a fun way for moms and dads to interact with their kids and truly discover the heart of each child. To order your game, go to www.laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
Lonely anymore when you listen to the Mark Gunger Show, because we're there.
That's a good song,
every
Ross.
Day. We're there every day.
Wonderful
for you.
Songs. I don't pick ever a bad song in my mind. You might think they're bad, and he might think they're bad, but in my head, they are all
but
wonderful.
But see, on this show, all that matters is what I think.
That's right.
I know, and this
because I want what I want when I want it, and I don't want to die to myself on the show.
And I'm telling you, Mark really wants Casey and the Sunshine Band. He told me.
I want you to.
I didn't.
Yes, he did. You told me you wanted Casey and the Sunshine Band.
I did not, you're a crazy woman.
Don't, no, that's your wish.
I want Casey, man.
All right, we're talking about things concerning marriage and not about Casey.
Okay. Here's a little study to
start.
Wait a minute. You wanted to finish about not having sex with God. Sorry.
Yeah, this lady doesn't want to
jump in the gun.
She doesn't think I should have sex in my marriage because I'm close to God. I don't have sex with God. Ew, lady.
That's creepy.
Creepy. Man, people, just what? Just thank God I didn't marry a woman like that. Oh my gosh.
Well, and is there anything in the Bible that she would pull from?
Yes.
Where is she getting this?
No, she's ignoring the Bible. Because 1 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, clearly states that marriage is a sexual agreement. And in fact, Paul's whole argument for marriage was strictly on sexual grounds.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't need sex, don't get married, is what he taught.
Pretty much.
So how do people get... Well, I can be married and I don't have to have sex, even though the Bible specifically says you're supposed to meet the sexual needs of your spouse. Mm-hmm. Now, if her husband doesn't want to have sex, mm-hmm. and she doesn't want to, well, that's fine. If you both agree, well, I don't care.
If they both think that, I'm not sure if they both think that.
But
or that
I listen to this and I think, well, there's one miserable dude, you know, who's married to this cold, wet rag of a woman.
That's quite a descriptor there.
Oh, can you imagine? Wow, thrill has got to be to come home to that every day. It's like living with his sister. You people, man. Oh, unbelievable. People work at being miserable. Just as miserable as they can be. They're going to sing this miserable song right now.
Life's become a great big list. Of things to do and buy and fix. At night we pass out before 10. Are we ever gonna have sex again?
Sad.
I look for your it today. Seemed that it had gone away. Ain't been used since who knows when. Are we ever gonna have sex again? We used to be triple X rated.
Well, that's kind of bad.
Us now. So domesticated, don't you hate it? What happened to Babe and Stud?
Babe and Stud?
Too much KFC and Bud. I'll shout it out into the wind. Are we ever gonna have sex again?
Apparently not in this woman's house.
Can you imagine this guy married to a woman like this?
Nope.
And I know there's women who are married to guys like this.
There's guys that think this too.
Yeah, same
we
thing.
Had the emails.
Oh, yeah. Yep. He doesn't want to have sex. We shouldn't have to have sex.
Yep. Sex is for dogs.
Sex is for dogs. Sex is for dogs. What an idiot. Sex is for dogs.
Come here, baby, scratch my itch. Or I'll show you one mean ass bitch. I'm so tired of acting zen.
Well, bad.
Are we ever gonna have sex again?
think it's hilarious that it's a woman singing this song. Rather than having a guy sing it.
You know, most of it is, to date, it's become men that don't give their wives sex.
That's exactly right.
Something's really changed.
Well, I think it's because the women nag the snot out of their husbands, and what husband wants to sleep with that?
Well, that's two reasons. Hold on a second.
Right.
Finish the song here. Maybe I can squeeze you in. Between the PTA and CNN, are we ever gonna have sex again? Don't make me go to other men. Are we ever gonna have sex again? Don't make me go to other men. Now, see, here's the situation. A woman like this will wind up having an affair, and then everybody will blame her.
Sure.
That's right.
Sure.
That's exactly right.
When, in fact, the blame rests, in my opinion, with him.
With him.
You people who starve out your spouse, and they go out and commit adultery, and then you point, oh, yeah, and everybody gets around, oh, yeah, they're so terrible out of it. You own this.
Mm-hmm.
A woman like that, never having sex. I don't have to have sex with Jesus. We didn't marry Jesus. Good grief.
Well,
I love how people rewrite the Bible.
Well,
fine. Just don't marry somebody else and make them
right.
miserable. The reason why this has switched, it was always men who complained that their wives didn't want to have sex. Now it's actually most women. They said 52% of women now complain they're not getting any sex from mm-hmm. their husbands because of porn. Because guys now are sitting there looking
at porn
and masturbating, so they pay no attention to the girl.
Mm-hmm.
But part of the problem is, and see, women got to own this. Some of you girls, I don't know, good grief, it's like talking to a wall, but let me try nonetheless. Men have very fragile egos. In the beginning, a man is very confident, passionate towards his wife. And then after being rejected over and over and over and over and over and over, at some point, girls, you wind up with a man who loses his sexual confidence and he no longer feels passionate towards you. Is that really what you want? You want to spend the rest of your life with a man who just has no passion for you?
No, not really.
Now, some of them do, I think. I mean, so here's the thing, though. They think sexually that would be great. Leave me alone sexually, but they want to be passionate about everything else.
Yeah.
What they don't know is you can't get one without the other.
Yeah.
You get a guy who you want him to be passionate and concerned about what you're concerned about and help you
He's not going to be nice to you.
He will not be passionate about you and the rest of your life if
he
you
has
take
no
away
desire
his
for
sexual
you.
Desire.
If he has no desire, he's not going to be nice. He doesn't need to be.
You women have got to keep the man engaged. You want a man who will bug you and chase you and be passionate about you and about what you care about for the rest of your life.
That's what we want.
You do this sexually. Many of you are robbing you do it slowly. Here's the thing. I mean, it's like slowly boiling a frog in water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it feels like a hot tub to him at some point, and at some point he finally falls asleep and boils to death. You know, doesn't have sense to jump out. But over years and years of discouraging him, years and years of discouraging him, years and years of discouraging him, you have a guy who's just, he doesn't have his passion anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't, you know, he doesn't feel confident being a lover to you anymore. Mm-hmm. And then you complain about everything. Well, what this is, and he doesn't do that, and why doesn't, and exactly what's his motivation? You've created this. You've created because you keep stiff-arming this guy, thinking you can't be bothered with sex.
Mm-hmm.
That sex is some side issue in life. You know, I love Jesus. I don't have sex with Jesus. I mean, good grief. Anyway, they create the very mess that they're in.
Yep.
So it's sad. Anyway.
Would agree. Okay. There's a little study out of the University of Texas that's going to make you two gentlemen very unhappy, I'm afraid. It made me delighted. It says, University of Texas study proves that good-looking people are happier than plain-looking or unattractive people.
So you're just you're insinuating that we're ugly members?
Oh, I didn't insinuate anything.
Say?
I didn't insinuate anything.
I'm the most beautiful man in America.
She starts off by calling us dopes,
no, I didn't.
Doofuses, or
no,
yutzes.
No, I said yutzes. It was yutzes. Come
and
on.
Now we're ugly.
I'm sorry. I'm just having fun with you. You are two of the most
you can tell
amazingly
you're really
attractive
no, listen,
men.
You can tell you're really ugly when you walk into a mall. And all of a sudden,
who let the dogs out?
Everybody starts screaming.
Who let the dogs out?
There's an ugly man in the place. Run for your life.
Who let the dogs out?
I'm not a dog. I'm a man.
Oh, my.
I'm just having fun with you, Ross.
That's okay.
I'm having fun
with
you.
I won't ever buy you clothes ever again.
Okay.
Take you shopping. Hey, actually, you know what? We will. And I'll make sure that you
then
walk
I look
out
ugly.
Looking hideous.
Yeah, that's right.
You might want to clarify that for the listeners about you buying her clothes.
Yes, I do the fashion for photo shoots and TV
That's
shows.
Right. Ross
and
is our metrosexual.
He's the personal shopper.
Straight
he's
the guy one with who, a queer eye.
Yeah.
He's the one who watches all our dress and whatever. And
make sure we look dapper and whatever.
Because are we going to look like slabs on the show when we go video?
You can do whatever you want. They said that we can't wear pajamas anymore. I said, oh, yes, ratings, people. Ratings!
Yeah. Because I was just like a slob for the yes. show. I'll probably keep dressed like a slob. Ross will be, because Ross always looks nice.
Ross will be all dolled up.
He's very metro. And you're a woman, so you'll be all dolled up every time.
If you catch me on a good day, you never know.
Once we're on video, you'll be...
It might be the ponytail and baseball cap.
I've got to fix everything.
No. The study titled Beauty is the Promise of Happiness detailed measurements from economists in four countries, the U.S., Canada, Germany, and the U.K. It showed that attractive people are happier because they make more money and have more successful husbands or wives. The study also proved that attractive people have higher earning spouses. Social scientists conducted 5 surveys in those countries asking more than 25,000 participants how happy they felt. The interviewer rated the participants' attractiveness. Overall, researchers believe the top 15% of beautiful people are more than 10% happier than the people ranked in the bottom.
What kind of bites? If you're ugly, what are you going to do then?
I know. What can you do? They say personal beauty raises
then
happiness.
Those of us, we choose to be happy no matter what we look like.
That's right.
Happiness is a choice, people. Trust me.
Even when you're ugly. I just thought that was hilarious. I'm sorry. I don't know why I had to read that, but I did because it was just...
So good-looking people are happier.
Apparently.
Oh, sure. Especially when you have the mindset like, I make these clothes look good. They don't make me look good.
Oh, brother.
That is hilarious. Okay, the next email says, I grew up from the age of 12, masturbating.
I grew up from the age of 12, too.
So did I hope.
But you weren't doing what he was doing because he said he was masturbating and looking at porn.
Oh, no, I didn't do that.
I got married 13 years ago and am still married to the same woman. I have struggled over the time with temptation to look at porn. I have not masturbated for a fair time, approximately 1 year, and I have no desire to do so. I still fight the temptation to look at...
How sad is a year without masturbating? That's like a major statement.
Yeah.
That is so sad.
Yes.
And listen to what he's saying. See, it's what I write about in my book about imprinting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
People tend to lock into their first sexual experiences. If your first sexual experiences are porn and masturbating, you have a hard time shaking it, man.
Yes, and that's what his problem is. Let me continue. He says, I still fight the temptation to look at porn and have not looked at it at any for the last 3 to 6 months. Thankfully, the desire is becoming less and less. I want to do what is right by my wife. I still have thoughts about different ways to make sex more exciting. Have you any ideas about how I can get these thoughts out of my head and enjoy sex with my wife again without these thoughts or actions trying to spice it up?
Snorting Alka-Seltzer.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, take everything out of your brain. Sir,
this will clear your brain out because of the bubbling action.
Oh, my gosh, Ross.
You know what? I would love to tell you that if you stand on one leg and point to the north and hold a banana in your ear and chant these words 5 times over and over again, it'll all go away.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had some formula. It doesn't. That's why. That's why you want to talk to your kids and make sure your sons don't go down the same path.
Do not go here.
You're doing the right thing. You just have to stay away from it.
Mm-hmm.
The desire, the temptation will probably be there till the day you die. Isn't that encouraging?
Lovely.
That'll make you feel good. That's why I'm so against this stuff. People, what you tend to lock into in life early on, sexually speaking, you will wrestle with till the day you die. Now, not saying wrestle like it'll win over you. You can, you know, certainly as a Christian, I believe.
Because he says it's becoming less and less.
Yeah, and it will be. But what he, you know, how can I get rid of this? But he just needs to know that you're going to have to wrestle with this for the rest of your life. You'll have to be on guard for it all the time. You will always feel the temptation to think wrong.
Well, let's be realistic. Everybody feels temptation. It's not like you ever reach this pinnacle.
No, not like these guys.
I know.
Who did this. They keep going back to this in their heads over and over and over and over again, and it's a struggle for them. And you know what? I think the best thing we can give, best advice we can give them is it is going to be a struggle.
Mm-hmm. Fight daily.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be shocked, because what will happen is at some point, let's say he goes 2-3 years, and then he becomes discouraged. Why doesn't it go away? How come? No.
Yeah,
that's the point. Is it'll stay.
Temptation
like this.
Never goes away for any of us, no matter what the temptation.
But again, let me give it to you this way. Diane, if you never did this stuff,
right,
You are not tempted like the people who did.
Correct.
I'm just saying about temptation in general.
Freely had recreational sex and the buzz of that and the excitement of it. Generally don't walk around looking at people and getting that thought.
Exactly.
Okay?
No.
Those who did, do. Even the ones who love God, do. Yes. That temptation is that rush flashes through your mind. People who have never looked at porn don't go to those places in their heads. They just don't. Everybody's tempted. I get it. But this stuff is so poisonous, and that's why I speak so strongly against it. This is why you fathers need to talk to your sons and warn them, dude.
Stay away.
You run the risk of ruining your sex life for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Instead of sex being free and fun and unencumbered and guilt-free for the rest of your life. See, guys who do this right, they don't have the struggle. I've seen them.
I know. I know. They grew up right.
They did in the Christian community and— They do. I mean, they're tempted like anybody else. You say with someone real cute or, you know, sexual curiosity. I mean, I'm telling you, what they experience is not
this overwhelming.
It's not the same as the people who have gone down this path. And I would love to say people who have gone down this path that it stops. I have never seen a man. I'm not saying it doesn't exist. I'm just saying I've never met a guy
who went
down this path who will tell me he still doesn't struggle with it.
No. All of them that I've talked to say the exact same thing.
Big mega church, you know, who before they were Christians, you know, freely had recreational sex and all the stuff like that. And
it's all still there.
And still you can tell when he talks, he's really frustrated in his marriage because he can't get that same energy out of that woman.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That he used to get out of these other girls. And he's and at some point he's always a little, and he struggles. He just struggles. Mm-hmm. And you wish, you know, I could just sprinkle pixie dust on you or just read this Bible verse and then somehow it'll go away. I'm telling you, it's like an alcoholic. They learn that they just never can go there. They can't take a little drink.
Right.
It's like because they've gone down this path. It spirals out of control.
Over and over. Yep.
So this is why you don't want to go down this path. That's all I can say. I don't know what else to say to people, especially to young people. The reason you don't want to do it, you kids out there, you know, Christian people, you know, going on your dates and feeling each other up and, you know, bringing each other to orgasm. Like, technically, you're not having sex and you're going to, and you're doing this and then you do it with the next guy. Oh, well, you know, it's really not sex. And, well, Lord, I ask the Lord to forgive me. He forgives me. Just, you have no idea what you're doing to yourself. Mm-hmm. You're going to wind up getting married. And then after the buzz of the honeymoon goes away, you are going to be pulled back to that, and you will struggle with that for the rest of your stinking life. Mm-hmm. And there'll be a moment you'll be with that wonderful husband of yours or that wonderful wife of yours, and the way she touches you, all of a sudden you'll flash back and you'll be thinking about that other guy who did that to you or that and it'll bum you out. And as a Christian, you'll struggle, you'll feel bad, and you'll have to repent later and pray, Lord, help me. And you got to be more disciplined in your life. It is so hard.
Mm-hmm. And in some places, people will think, oh, that's what I deserve. That's what I really want. And all the way back to the beginning of the show, I know.
Then you do it, and then you're miserable again, and you just keep chasing. These people keep falling in this path. It's not that it's the end of the world, but man, it sure can see it from there.
Sure.
I'm not at the end of the world, but I can see it from here.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's that bad.
Yeah.
It's very difficult.
You can live victoriously. God will help you. You can do life right. You don't have to go down these poisonous, destructive paths. Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. But how much better it would be if you weren't struggling with that? If you could be with your wife and you weren't picturing, oh, I remember that girl that I saw in that video who was doing such and such.
Yep.
You know, and then all
and
you
then
do
projecting
is
projecting that on her.
Well, yeah, and then you become just disenchanted with what you have.
Absolutely.
You know, instead of enjoying your wife's boobs, you think,
you
man,
want the other one.
Or those other
her,
boobs.
Make her do this,
know?
Make her dress like
or
that.
Or your wife's butt doesn't look like that butt on that girl on that video, that girl I used to date. Man, she had a great butt. Yeah, and your wife doesn't respond the way that one girl used to respond. And, oh, man, but I love my wife. But, boy, I sure wish I had that. You know, and they think, well, what can I get her to do to make her respond? That? You see, you open up this sewer into your life that these guys will struggle with, and they have accountability groups and men's groups, and guys, we're all encouraging each other to stay. But man, we have got to put out the alarm. This stuff that people say is no big deal is a big
deal.
Stinking deal. And anyone who says, oh, I've been down there, and then I went and I had, you know, Pastor so-and-so lay hands on me, and I fell on the floor, and now I don't have that anymore.
I just don't believe it.
Right.
I've never seen it. I've never seen it. All the people I know who've been down this path, if there's one thing they'll be tell you in a moment of honesty, they still struggle with it. They still struggle. It is a poison. And then finally someday we'll be dead, and we have a new body that's not poisoned by this.
Right.
We'll have a new mind that's not poisoned, and we'll have all of eternity. But how much better to have not gone down this path? Life is hard enough even then than to go down this sexual poisonous path that makes life so hard. Mm-hmm. And listen to me. Most of the people I've talked to have gone down the wrong path. That's how bad our culture is.
It is.
I get it. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I'm just trying to let you know, look, you're just going to have to tough it out. That's the way it is. It's going to be a struggle. At some point, we have to stop the stupid.
Man up.
How motivated we should be to get the next generation to not relive what we lived.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The whole sexual revolution thing that promised us all this great freedom and joy lied to us. And they have given people burdens that they barely can struggle with. God will help you bear it. But how much better if you love your children to work with them and make sure they don't go down this path? Life becomes so much easier if they don't. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Find yourself missing episodes of The Mark Gunger Show? No need to worry. Go to iTunes.com and download all of our podcasts, which are made available free to you, our loyal listener. Join Mark and co-hosts as they continue to discuss any and all issues concerning life, love, and marriage.
She's a pastor's wife and a jail chaplain. The Debbie Chavez Show.
My delight now to re-welcome to our program the author of that best-selling book, The Five Love Languages, Gary Chapman.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
The Debbie Chavez Show.
Best-selling author, Stormy O'Mardian.
Hi, Debbie.
The Debbie Chavez Show.
And so what I've learned from so many of my guests and what I've learned from my life experience of trial and error is that we have an enemy of our souls, that would be the devil, who loves to lie to us, and we buy the lies. He's the one that whispers in your ear, you know, all guys watch pornography. It's normal. It'll be okay. It's not hurting anybody. Or maybe the enemy whispers into your ear, you really need to eat that chocolate cake. You really need to have that order of french fries. Just drive through the drive-thru at McDonald's. It'll make you so happy. You've had a rough day. It's a big, fat, stinking lie. Let's be smart here and examine the thoughts that we entertain in our minds. Is that thought really from God, or is it from the enemy? And if it's from the enemy, kick it out.
The Debbie Chavez Show, streaming daily at faithplace.org.
Lap Your Way presents Mark Gunger's Butt-Kicking Woman Conference. Find out what it takes to be a strong, confident, and respectful woman at the second Butt-Kicking Woman's Conference, May 20th and 21st at Celebration Church in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This is not your typical woman's conference and will be unlike anything you've ever attended before. This life-changing weekend will feature nationally renowned speakers Mark Gunger, Lakita Garth, and Carrie Pomeroy. Join us and learn how to be the kind of woman that knows who she is, what she believes, and won't let the devil or anyone else kick her around. For more information, log on to www.buttkickingwoman.com.
I love this song.
Give me the
list. One of my favorite songs.
Is it really?
Yep.
Back to the Future, right?
Yeah. When I first saw this movie, I heard the song. I was like, man, I love this. Don't need no credit card ride this train. Great backbeat.
That's the power of love.
You listen to the power of love. On a Mark Gunger Show. Answer your marital questions, relational dilemmas that you email to us at radio@markgunger.com.
Okay, I had to dig down through the pile because this email is exactly what you were talking about before the break. He says, first of all, I love the Laugh Your Way conference and your radio show. My situation, married 18 years, I adore, in capital letters, my wife, and we have a great marriage centered on Christ and have great sex. We typically have sex every week on our date night, and it is really great. We both look forward to our date night and feel it's the best part of the week. I feel it is my job to give her satisfaction satisfaction before I am satisfied. We both enjoy our time alone. We always have. My problem, as in most marriages, my wife does not have the same appetite for sex as I do. My early sexual experiences were quite different from hers. My first girlfriend wanted sex every day, and I was happy to oblige. Now I have that imprint wreaking havoc on my sexual timetable.
I will say this, my friend. I'll bet you that girl still isn't that way.
I bet not either.
See, that's what really sucks, too. You can get married, all the great sex, and then at some point she doesn't want to do it anymore.
Like, I have laundry to do and dinners to make. He says, occasional masturbation solves one problem, but is preying on my emotional balance and my Christian beliefs. My question is, how do I combat my early imprint in a godly manner? I truly want to follow God's will for my life and my marriage. Your advice is greatly appreciated.
All right. Exactly what we're talking about.
Yes.
The reality is, I would love to tell you, if you just pray this prayer or have me pray and I lay hands on you and you flop on the floor like a fish or whatever, this is all going to go away. It doesn't go away. Mm-mm. That's why you as a man want to make sure you talk to your sons and make sure they don't go down this path.
No.
But then it also goes back to what we talked about at the beginning of the show. At some point, you have to crucify that.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it to the cross. You say, well, I still want that. I bet you do.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure he does.
I bet you do.
Most guys would.
Who wanting. Wouldn't like to have sex with a young woman who wants to have sex every day?
Man, Almost any guy would like that.
Seriously.
Yeah, I know.
Good grief. Yes, that would be, you know what?
That'd be the bomb.
That would be a fabulous year.
Yeah. Did you just say that would be the bomb?
That would be the bomb.
Okay, but at some point you have to be able, as a Christian, to say to yourself, no.
Yeah.
No. Well, I really want, I know, but this is where you bring it to the cross and say, Lord, help me to be crucified with Christ. Yeah. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not me, but Christ lives in me. I pick up my cross. This is part of the cross. Now, here's the thing. That cross is heavier if you go down this path.
That's a good way to say that.
So if you get your kids to do this right, their cross, I'm telling you, the cross is not as heavy. It's still a cross. They still need to surrender their hearts and everything else, just like
That's
everybody else.
That's a very good way to say that.
But those of us who go down this path, it is a heavy, heavy cross. Mm-hmm. And I would love to tell you that your cross won't be heavy anymore. But it will. It will. I'm telling you, I've looked at guys who have been well into late age, who served God all their lives, who went That's down this tough. Path earlier in their life, and they still, it's a heavy cross. The good news is God will help you. Mm-hmm. You can do, but at some point you just need what you are wanting, my friend, what you desire. And I get it. I would desire it with you too.
He's in. Gunger's in.
You know, yeah, that's great. Sex every day. Yeah, with a 20-year-old. Yeah, boy, that sounds fabulous, doesn't it? You know, that physical part of you, of course that's appealing to man. Yeah.
What would you say to him about this masturbation thing that he's occasionally masturbating?
No, he needs to stop that because what he's doing is he's saying, I have to satisfy this. Mm-hmm. I have to satisfy.
That's not dying to yourself.
It's not dying to yourself. And if it's really driving you crazy, that's when you need to go to your wife and say, listen, I need sex more than once a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And all couples have this fight. Oh, Lord, it's so frustrating. You know, just, I want sex. You know, one person wants sex twice a month. The other person wants twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to wrestle it out. And it's frustration and there's tears. And you women, though, golly. Yeah, I wish they knew what they do to their husbands when they don't give them sex. I mean, life isn't hard enough. Oh, we'll have to talk about it on another show. All right, we're out of time. See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.